At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm levitating. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pick your day to outside lands. We're doing this right now. Go get your fan because it's time. Text the word escape, E-S-C-A-P-E, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day, pick-your-day tickets for Outside Lands. Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and a million other bands involved. There's a huge lineup on each of the days that you should check out before you make your decision on which day you want to go to.
Why should I go get my fan?
Did I say fan?
Yeah.
Did I?
Go get Didn't you?
I thought I said phone.
Oh, well, they're very much. Oh, okay.
Did I say fan?
I thought I heard.
The other day, I was doing that Golden State Lumber commercial, and I said, you know, I'm an FYI enthusiast. And then I'm like, Sarah, you're a DIY enthusiast. A lot of times.
No, but you like to tell us stuff, too. Like, you know what you should do. So you are. Sorry,
I am right. That's right. FYI, I got some news for you. It just, like, sometimes I'm thinking about something else as I'm reading the copy.
You know what?
So fan would have been
I can tell you something that I absolutely mean as a compliment. I did your job a couple weeks back where I have to do the stuff and then I get to do my stuff. And the stuff really is more than, like, it's, you got to pay attention. Get through this. Don't make it a thing. Don't trip up on it. Just get through it. Then you can move on with the show. It's more than I, you know, like I'm all, oh my God, my job is way easier when I can just be like, you hit my sounder and I go, I'm on, let's go.
Let's go. Oh. Let's go.
So I may have said fan.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
If I said fan, nobody died from that.
Get
That's
your
the
phone
thing about radio. Go get text. Your fan and text us.
What's the word?
It's escape.
Escape.
E-S-C-A-P-E. Our contest line is 20357. Text escape to us right now and you'll be in the running for Outside Lands tickets on the day of your choice, August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo, which is exciting. They have Sunset Fridays. It's an event for the whole family at the San Francisco Zoo. Live music, outdoor bars, kid-friendly activities, ambassador animals, which I think means they take them around. Oh, tiger.
Is that a horse?
You must be the and more that's just being announced here. Do they have horses there? Or you're probably a zebra. Does a zebra winning like that?
We'll find out.
Go to the SF Zoo Sunset Fridays. Fridays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It sounds super fun. Tickets. And then there you are. You can watch the sunset. Shortly after that. It'd be so fun. Down by the beach. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. The San Francisco Zoo. Love the zoo. I actually miss the zoo. That's one of the great things about having kids or being like dating is going to places like the zoo, you know? Your kids are like, it's amazing. You're actually engaged too. I love the zoo.
There's a lot of stuff that you left behind as you entered into the workforce and began life.
Yeah.
I did it absolutely that. Even the holidays were like just a nuisance to me. Oh, God.
Right.
We're going to have weird hours and I can't just do the things and I got to go visit people and I just want to. And then all of a sudden I have a kid and I'm like, I cannot wait for Christmas.
Right.
I cannot wait to go to the zoo and Disneyland and all the stuff.
You know what the hardest thing about raising kids, and it's all hard. Like there's a lot of hard parts of it. But honestly, there's a few years when, like, my kids were really close in age, so they were both rotten for, there was a solid 2 years where I was just like, they hate me. And it hurts because you love them so much, and you never can say the right thing, and the eye rolls are profound.
Oh, this is teen years.
This is my kids' teen years. And I remember being 16 years old and being like, great Christmas, ugly sweaters and, you know, socks. Like that was when I sort of lost the magic of Christmas. Like you're over certain things about Christmas. And then to watch your own kids who are just being absolute pills of late, basically poop on the things that you tried to be thoughtful to get them. You know what I mean? Like they take the magic away from you again. And I guess maybe you get it back when you become a grandparent.
Maybe. So enjoy these. I'm not interested in what you just described at all.
Oh, boy. Enjoy these years while they're just little delights.
I want you to know that I am 100% plugged in.
Mm. Oh, I know you are. I know. And so
I'm into it.
The more into it you are, the harder it's going to hurt. You have a great relationship. And I'll tell you this. I never tortured my dad the way I tortured my mom. And I don't know.
Yes. Maybe that's it. Like moms and daughters.
He could never do any wrong in my eyes. And my mom I'm sorry, Mom. I know I was tough. Also, I'm sorry, Tina. Tina's like my best friend now, so.
Yeah, and you tortured that girl.
Oh, my God. Like physically tortured her at times. Yeah.
I never did that to Jan.
Mm. You probably wanted to, though.
No, I did.
It felt good.
I didn't. I actually wanted to go do my own thing. And I actually, if my parents wouldn't have held me responsible for what he did, I might have brought him around more often. But as soon as my dad was like, if he does something wrong, you are gonna. And I'm like, well, good. Then he can stay home. Bye.
I'm not being in charge of that.
That was easy. That's not my kid. That's your kid. You take him with you wherever you go. I'm going this way.
And it would have worked out better for your dad, too, because Jan was always into motors and into cars. And I mean, that was the kid. He didn't need you.
Right. He was the one. Jan was the one he wanted all along. Right. Trust me.
Did Jan know how to mow the lawn right?
I wouldn't know. I was busy at the skate park.
I got it.
And the beach.
So speeding. We all do it. Occasionally, you're a couple miles over the speed limit. And I'm not talking about like the crazy reckless driver people who are out there doing 150 miles an hour, going as fast as their car will go on 280. Like, we've all seen that person.
Full Steve Austin.
Yeah.
She's breaking up.
We can repair it. We have the technology.
That's a $6 million. That's an old reference. Sorry, everyone.
Imagine, you know what's so funny that you mentioned the $6 million man? I was recently just like having a ponder and I thought, the $6 million man would now be the $6 billion man. Yep. Like a million has truly turned into $1 billion now. Well, I should say a billion has turned into
a million. But you're talking about it at a time when a home cost $50,000.
Oh, if that, right.
So that a million seemed like the kind of money that you would live your whole life on.
Six of those millions on this guy? That's crazy. No wonder he can zoom in with his eyeballs and runs like this.
My parents' first home cost $35,000.
My parents' first home cost $13,000.
And it's still standing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That home is still there. Someone is living in it as we speak.
Yeah. Well, and yours was in California in like a development, right?
Yep.
That was, what year was that? Do you know?
Well, I would have been alive because I was born in Fullerton and we moved around in apartments for a little bit. So I would guess that would have been like 71 or 72.
Ah. Nice.
And there was another kid on the way, and I think that's when they bought the house.
We got to get a house.
We got it, right.
And they were established there, like your dad was there for a long time. Because he was working in the airline industry, right?
He had his troubles, though. Like, you know, one of the things that's funny about my dad's business, or I shouldn't say funny, I should say in common with us, is that the airline business, like radio, is a business you move for the job.
Yeah.
You get the job you want, you go where that job is.
Go to the hub, right.
That airport or that spot. So he didn't have as good a roots down as you would hope for, but he just made the best of it, right. Made it work, and commuted to LAX.
You know what's funny about buying a house for $35,000 is that now you can't even get like a used car for $35,000. Well, I mean, you can, but you find there aren't that many brand new cars for $35,000. Like now people will spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on a brand new car.
Six-digit cars, like 100K, 120K. They're everywhere. Mm. All those mom cars that you see, the
big SUVs.
The big, giant mother loads. Those are $100,000 cars. Mm. With all the tech in them and all the TV screens and all the stuff and the four-wheel drive because, you know, we're going to go to Tahoe, duh.
Got to get the beefy tires on there.
They're expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
It's just incredible. Like $1 million. Like we were talking this morning about what you would give up for $1 million, and this is not nearly what it used to be.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't give up. I don't even think I'd give up coffee for $1 million. Well, I might give up coffee for $1 million. I mean, it is $1 million still. But the billion is the new thing. You know what's cool? $1 billion. And then pretty soon it's going to be, you know what's cool? $1 trillion.
I don't know if it is. It's got to like calm down at some point, right?
I feel like it should. I feel like there should be a max that I mean,
as a world, maybe at some point we all have to go, you know what? There's only 7 of those billionaires. Let's put a stop to this and stop.
We can
like,
take them.
We can
it's
take
all
them.
Of us against them.
We're going over the wall at Zuckerberg's house. Let's go. It's a joke, everyone. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean?
We're not. Mark, you're fine. You're so adorable in your mime getup that we're completely into you. Plus, you should own the entire island of Kauai.
Why shouldn't you?
You deserve it.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so back to what I was trying to tell you before.
Yeah. What was that?
Speeding.
Oh, yeah.
In your car. So there you are on 280, just seeing how fast your car can go. Well, if you get pulled over, you're in big trouble. In England, you're in way more trouble. Emma Watson, who is Hermione Granger, just got put on a 6-month driving ban in England for a speeding incident that occurred last July. She was in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on a restricted road in Oxford. She's currently working on a doctorate at the University of Oxford. So she is smart as a whip. I think she went to Brown, actually. Is Brown Ivy League?
Yes.
Okay. So she's wicked smart. Plus, you know, who doesn't want Hermione Granger, who's obviously the best student of all time, to go to their school. So she's at Oxford. She's in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. How fast was she going when she got all the points needed to have her license revoked for 6 months?
You're saying that this incident
put her over the top.
Oh, did she have points
she
already?
She had 9 points.
Oh, okay. All right.
This got her up to 12 points.
Mm.
How fast was Emma Watson going
55.
In a 30-mile-an-hour zone?
45.
38 miles an hour. She was going 8 miles over the speed. 38. Okay. She was speeding.
It sounds like she's got a problem, though, to have that many points.
Well, it sounds like England has a problem, because if every time, you know, it was 30 and I was going 38, I got pulled over and got a ticket for it, I'd be in big trouble, too.
You know what's interesting about her? And I'll say this as a dude. I don't know what you would think. I think she is, as a grown woman, one of the more beautiful women in the world.
She's lovely.
But because I've known her since she was 7,
10, whatever.
I can't work up any kind of interest in that lady.
Well,
none.
That's so.
Like, I just don't see it.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
do.
I knew her when she was a kid.
And
Come
I've
on.
Watched all those movies right. and I've watched her grow up. And I do feel like she is just, she's like the special darling person, you know, in my own little brain.
Right.
And you're right. I'm not hot for her at all. The way I am for, like, you know, Emily Blunt, say.
Right.
Anyway, so she got a fine of about $1,400 is the conversion. $1,400 for going 38 in a 30.
Well, she lost. You know what your rules are, though, going in, then you've got to be more careful.
So listen to this. This is her fourth driving offense in less than 2 years.
Dang. Oh, boy.
Her other offenses were in January of 2024, October and November of 2023. So like 3 months in a row, practically, she got tickets. And then she got another one last July, and now they're saying in the UK, the driving ban comes when you rack up 12 or more penalty points within 3 years. Before the fourth incident, she already had the 9. She will also, you don't just get your license back at the end of the 6 months. You have to reapply and take another test before you can drive again, which that would suck because you'd be so nervous. Like, I just really need my car back.
Brains, beauty, and bad driving.
No. Well, and try to...
Alliteration, my favorite.
Consider this. How many tickets did she get out of?
Right.
Right.
I'm Hermione.
You're right. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Off you go. Off with you. Off. Cheerio.
Because we've had that conversation on air many times about women in particular who are able to smooth their way right out of a ticket.
Yeah, it's easy. We have so many things that guys just don't even want to ask questions about. It sucks when, like, a lady police officer walks up to you, a woman, and you're just like, oh, I was going to try all my lady stuff on you, but.
Someone once told me, lie, cry, and show some thigh.
Oh, who told you that? Use that?
Unfortunately, my brother told me that.
Well, what if I got jeans on? Would I just like pull my pants down and be like, see my thighs?
It's an expression.
Have you ever gotten out of a ticket?
I've never gotten a ticket.
Oh, you are so.
Do you even have a car, though?
Lucky.
I don't. Yeah. Okay, but I had a car for a long time.
Yeah, you're lucky. But you're a good girl. You just didn't get caught. Everybody speeds once in a while. Listen to this next one. This is like, it's just a weird, like, people from Harry Potter are losing their licenses yesterday. So, I'm serious.
All right.
Somehow she wasn't the only Harry Potter star to lose her driving privileges. Zoe Wanamaker. Now, listen. We said yesterday, we were looking at some casting for this new show on HBO that is going to be, it's the new Harry Potter series where they're taking each book and making it into one season. And they're even building a school for all the kids to grow up together in real life. This woman's name is Zoe Wanamaker. She played the broomstick flying instructor, Madame Hooch.
The one with the spiky hair.
Yes.
And left them with their brooms on their first day.
But the boy broke his arm.
Okay.
He did. He had to take him to Madame Pomfrey to get fixed up.
I mean, these kids.
She left a bunch of 11-year-olds with brooms.
Yeah.
But we had the wrong teachers, all I'm trying to say. She was very irresponsible. There should be, I think in the flying lessons with the broom, I felt like overall J.K. Rowling could have done a little bit better job with that scene. Because honestly, shouldn't each kid have had a broom flying expert companion?
You can't overthink these movies, you guys.
Someone has to be able to catch you.
Where the nastiest, meanest dragon in the world is going to fight Harry Potter for this egg that he's got to try and get, this golden egg. Like, all the grown-ups are all, we'll sit in the stands and watch this. Yeah, go ahead and try and save your own skin.
Yes.
That thing breaks off the chain and chases you around the castle.
Yeah, and somehow you've called your broom to
Dumbledore
you, so
doesn't
okay.
stand up and go, Kadabra.
Well, because there's really no consequences. They can fix bones with a little flick of
true.
Your wrist.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, you really got to let that wash over you.
I know, it's true. Well, there's got to be peril, but
you can't really put common sense or
I mean, we are talking about like kids
at
a wizarding school.
Right.
So it's, you know.
What are you trying to say? That wizards aren't real?
They are real. They're 100% real. Okay, so this
next you're going to say something crazy about Santa.
Don't be silly. Everybody knows Santa's real. So Harry Potter, Zoe Wanamaker, she played Madame Hooch.
Yeah.
Yes, the one with the spiky hair. She got the same fine and driving ban as Emma yesterday. I don't think they're at the same court or anything, but wildly this happened. Guess how? So she's in a 40-mile-per-hour zone last August. She also had 9 points on her record before that incident. How fast was Zoe going in a 40-mile-per-hour zone?
42.
43.
46. Oh,
boy. You probably have to be like over five over. I'm guessing that's.
It's got to be something like that. Like, I just feel like there's. I always think I get 10 free. I always think
I have
go
heard
10 over.
Police
I think you
will
get
14
give you, free.
We'll give you. I wouldn't 14, go 14.
I wouldn't trust that.
I would go nine. Oh, I'll go geez. Nine. Nine is where I'm. I can live with nine and feel like. If I see someone and still get a ticket, I feel like I'm in the right.
Yeah.
They're in the wrong.
Right.
Why'd you go all mood setting over there?
If nobody moves for a while in either of these rooms, it shuts off.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're trying to save money on electrical here. So anyway, there's that story. And I would have thought I'd get to a few other stories, but I was wrong. There's a story today about Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow. Did you know that there's beef?
Between
Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow.
I feel like Madonna has that fight won 10 times over.
Do you?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who can fight with Madonna?
So I did not know that there was any beef between them. B, I didn't know that they were actually super close friends for many years.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna.
And they had a fallout.
They had a fallout. And now The fallout has been revealed.
Oh, that's interesting. Right? Go ahead.
So there is a book coming out. It is called Gwyneth, the Biography. I don't know who wrote it. Oh, there it is. It looks like Amy O'Dell. I don't know who that is. But anyway, she wrote a book about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is this one of those?
It's like... not, it doesn't seem unauthorized.
Okay.
It seems like Gwyneth participated in this. So Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna's friendship reached a breaking point, and it's revealed in a forthcoming book about Gwyneth.
Tell me it's not over a man.
It isn't. It's okay. Actually over something that it's not pretty. But it's also not completely unusual.
All right, let's hear it.
So Madonna shows up to an island where Gwyneth and Chris Martin are vacationing. So this is like, you know, around 2006, this incident happened. Then they'd been friends since like the late 90s.
Okay.
So she shows up there and Madonna seemed to know that Gwyneth would be there, which Gwyneth found strange because she hadn't like told Madonna. So Madonna insists that Chris Martin and Gwyneth join her for dinner. And they do. She was married to Chris Martin from 2003 to 2016.
Okay.
At the dinner table, allegedly, according to this book, Madonna went off on her daughter, Lourdes, which I don't know how old she would have been then, but I think Lourdes has got to be she's got to be at least 30 or even pushing 40 at this point. Can you see how old?
Yeah, but the daughter of Madonna, who's been Madonna the whole time, and she's been the daughter of Madonna, she's got to have some stunted growth, right? I mean, she's a multimillionaire from
birth.
From wah.
Yeah.
And multi, like buku.
So I guess that, I don't know who else was at this table, but it's Gwyneth and Chris, and then there's Madonna, and apparently she like went off like hardcore, like made everyone so uncomfortable. In fact, the quote was that Gwyneth was disgusted by Madonna's behavior and said, "I can't be," and then Chris Martin said, "I can't be around this woman anymore." He was like, "That's it, I'm done. She's awful,"
and said
quote.
That.
Said that
at
to,
the table?
No, said it to Gwyneth.
Okay.
And then Gwyneth broke ties with Madonna. That's apparently what it was. Now, people can get pretty ugly with their kids. I always think about Alec Baldwin and the "you're a disgusting little pig" or whatever he called
her. I
didn't even,
based on the stuff I had to deal with, I thought that was perfectly in line with, fine. Leave me a nasty message.
Right.
I probably am an inconsiderate, thoughtless little pig.
There it is.
I'm sure I am. I'm a kid.
Right.
Yes, I'm that. I think of myself and my needs first. I'm 16.
Yeah.
Or whatever she was.
Rude, thoughtless little pig.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. No, but I do believe that I wouldn't stand by. This is just me. If some parent decided they needed to spank their kid hard right around me, I would leave. I'm not going to be around this.
I can't be a party to that.
And I'm not going to stand by it and look upon it as I approve. I don't approve. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see where someone would feel like, I'm not going to stand around and listen to that
crap.
That's
why I'm wondering how old Lourdes was. Is she old enough that she's like in a squabble with her mom? Is she in her 20s? Do we know how old she is?
She's 28 right now.
Oh, she's only 28 right now, which means she was little. In 2006, maybe she's an 8-year-old.
I was 11, yeah, so she's like, yeah, 9.
Jeez. That's awesome. So anyway, that's what caused the rift between them. I'm looking at a zillion pictures of Madonna and Gwyneth hanging all over each other in all different places.
But what's
places.
Their beef? Like, so...
He didn't like that display with
no,
her.
No, I know, but Gwyneth... So Gwyneth is saying, I also will not be around Madonna.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so at that time, they say she allegedly, this is according to the book, and I don't know how authorized this is, she allegedly agreed with Chris Martin and cut ties with Madonna. They say their friendship started in the 90s. They publicly gushed over each other for years leading up to the downfall, and I mean, I'm looking at 100,000 pictures of them here. And then apparently right after she broke up with Madonna, she started double dating with Jay-Z and Beyonce. That was the couple that they would go to. Because maybe,
you know,
she'd been double dating with Madonna.
I do understand a parent may have told, like, I know this from experience. You can tell your kid something 200,000 times, and there is a point where you are, it may seem small, But it's not small for that parent who, for the 100,000 millionth time, has gone, please pick up that, or don't eat in there, or this thing, or that. So,
but have the self-awareness to not fight in front of another.
Defending Madonna. Yeah. I'm telling you, I would not stand by for that either. Right. But on the other end, I'm just saying, parents sometimes feel like, I can't.
Try to suffer that last straw on the camel's back, though, after your guests leave, and then, you know, then whatever. It's like couples that fight in front of you, you know? Oh, there's nothing worse than that. Especially you're like in a car and you're trapped, like he's driving and she's bitching at him from the front seat, and you're in the back seat going, God, is this ever going to end? What is this, the longest flight I've ever been on? I can't get out of the car. Anyway, I am 100,000% out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
Hold on. Let me get the title right.
All right.
This is important.
Okay.
The Trevor Project.
Oh.
And more after these.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It is Thursday, which normally I wouldn't be this excited about, but oh, I am. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles. And right now, one of our, they're the little diary things. What are the stories? One of those is me and Vinny's first TikTok, weirdly. So go and enjoy it before it disappears
forever.
That
may not be true. I did do a TikTok dance while you were out
week.
And yeah.
Well, me and you then. It's just you know, our together, first little combo piece that that Bob put together for us. And it won't last all day. Better go get on it. It's in the stories on the Alice 973 Instagram.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. That's where I got my Mustang Mach-E.
So cool.
You should consider it too.
Yeah.
Time's ticking at Frontier Ford. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit expires soon, and they have a massive Mustang Mach-E lineup with more than 60 in stock. All the different colors, styles, battery sizes.
Plenty
they're
to
all there
from.
For you. Don't wait. Lock in that $7,500 credit. Go electric today at Frontier Ford. Or 24/7 at frontierford.com. Morning clouds, sun breaking through later, and the high in the Bay Area today is in Napa, winter,
chicken dinner,
80 degrees.
Which is so perfect.
Really nice. Mm. Very, very nice. Mm. This first story, I'll tell you something. I know that Gavin's pretty controversial, Governor Gavin Newsom. Some people will be like, oh. Yeah. Others are like, I love him. He's great. Yeah. You know. You like him, and you call him smarmy.
Well, he is smarmy. It's the whole hair grease thing. I'm not sure he still does that. I don't pay that much attention to him. Although, I'm going to say he doesn't, right? He's got grayer hair, and it's kind of poofier now.
Yeah.
But he used to slick it back, and I would just always be like, please stop. But I always felt like Gavin's heart was in the right place. And so say what you will about him. I did feel like he was in politics for the right reason and had I liked some of his stances. And I cried the day he made gay marriage legal here.
While the Trump administration continues its attacks on LGBTQ kids, California has a message to the gay community. We see you and we're here for you, says Governor Gavin Newsom. Mm. California will partner with the Trevor Project to provide suicide prevention support to the LGBTQ plus youth, state officials announced yesterday. The announcement comes weeks after the Trump administration said it will no longer provide National Suicide and Crisis Hotline services to LGBTQ plus youth. So if you're not aware of the Trevor Project, that's what I'm trying to do here. The Trevor Project, you can look it up. The Trevor Project's an American nonprofit organization founded in 98, focused on suicide prevention efforts for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth. The Trevor Project. Mark it down, and if you click on their website, you can also make donations there. Obviously, this is going to get more important since the federal government isn't backing it. So you can make an easy donation at thetrevorproject.org.
Nice, Vinny.
There's that. This next story is interesting to me. I do believe if you drink in public, you're most people are fine. They go to a bar, they have a couple pops, they head on home.
Yep.
Bartenders are discreetly these days now telling intoxicated customers, you're cut off. Some workers are giving out printed cards that say, you've been cut off. Please leave quietly and no one will know. Because, you know, I'm sure every bartender's like, great, here we go. I have to tell this person, I can't give you another drink. And this person's about to lose their, you know, I'm fine. Yeah. What do you mean you can't? You don't get to tell. Great.
We used to have a dishwasher at the, I was a bartender at this place called Pancho Villa in Leominster, Massachusetts. Delicious ribs. And I would go, I'd go get him.
At Pancho Villa, they had delicious ribs?
They did. They had a whole barbecue thing going on too. They Mexican food and barbecue stuff. Listen, it was East Coast, you know?
Okay.
You had to
try
to please everybody.
All right.
The tacos were good too. Anyways, I would go in and I would get the guy, if the right guy was on. But if I had to cut somebody off, I'd be like, I need backup. I'm not, you know, you get into one fight with somebody who is pissed off.
Oh, no, a drunk person is impossible. Yeah. As a drunk, I would say they're the worst.
Yep. And I would be like, I'm sorry, you're cut off. And a hand would fall on the guy's shoulder. All right, it's time to go. Want us to call you a taxi?
Please leave quietly and no one will know. That does not going to make sense to any drunk guy.
Treasure, what does this say?
It's been a pleasure to serve you, but it's time to leave for the night. So these cards have been pre-printed and are available. Like, bartenders are using them in an effort to hopefully and quietly remove someone from their bar.
Yeah.
I don't know how well they work, but I do wonder, like, would you have wanted to be able to try that first before getting the muscle out of the back room?
Yes, it's a good, it's not a bad idea, but I'm telling you, that's the good luck with that. It's like you said, you know, the angry drunk, the guy who wants another drink and is there with his friends, and that's, I don't know, doesn't go over well. There's always that guy.
It apparently, as I'm reading the story, and this is in the New York Post, so whether or not
that girl, I didn't mean to make it a boy thing.
It does seem like this is a very confrontational situation. Telling someone, I am not giving you any more drinks,
right,
is a situation that could explode.
And the level of when you're supposed to cut someone off is a lot lower than you think it is.
Oh, I would.
Like, you're supposed to be counting people's drinks, and it sometimes they're not even visibly drunk and you're supposed to be cutting them off.
I feel like in any public establishment, this is just my, after three, you can go drink somewhere else or you can go home, but I'm not going to give you any more drinks. Mm. Three per person. I know that the owner of the place would be like, are you nuts?
Sell him 10 more drinks.
Yeah, you don't. You
Those
do
are $19
not,
a piece.
You don't pay the bills here. I do. You keep selling that person. They've got an open tab too. What are you, nuts?
Well, let them buy the people around them drinks too. Have you ever been cut off at a bar, Bob?
Of course not.
Oh, really? Of course not?
I got kicked out of a bar once.
Oh, there you go. You know
but
what's funny?
Wasn't for being drunk.
Oh, well, what did you
for?
Do?
Take off all your clothes or something?
I was in the bathroom with Susan.
Oh.
Mm. Doing it? You were in the men's bathroom
Not
too?
The men's.
Oh, you went in the women's. Oh,
no one would ever do it in the men's room. Ugh.
No, I was definitely intoxicated because the choice of bathroom was not good.
Oh, you did go
it was
in the
dirty.
Men's room.
No, it was just that, like, anyone who came in the bathroom knew we were in there together.
Oh.
And there was another bathroom that would have been more discreet. It was only one stall, but...
And then you guys were thrown out.
Yeah, aggressively. Like, well, later, as we left the bathroom and we went back out to the bar, and a bouncer came up to us and, like, showed us supposedly a picture of us, but it was just a blur.
Oh.
And was like, you're disgusting! Get the heck out of here! Yeah.
Did you hang your head in shame and go, okay, I'm leaving, sir?
Yeah. Of course. It was scary. I was being yelled at. No one likes to be yelled at.
Mm. I got thrown out of a bar just for being drunk. Actually, they threw our whole party out because my brother was like smashing beer bottles and stuff. And I'm yelling at the guy.
Wait a minute.
As he's throwing.
Was this here?
No, this was in Orlando.
Oh,
this
okay.
Was, yeah, years ago. I lived in Orlando. and my brother was going to school nearby. So we're getting thrown out, and I'm pissed because I'm not done. And then I'm like yelling, yeah, I'm fine. And I trip and fall down the stairs. That was not my finest moment. And I limped off to the car.
One time I didn't get let in. I had been on a bar crawl all day.
Oh.
It was like the very end of senior year of college. And I fell over in line. And the bouncer very politely came up to me and said, I'm so sorry, but we're not going to be able to let you in. And everyone was so sad. We were in all our matching shirts and the vibes were so high. And I was like, don't worry. Like, I got this. You guys go. Like, you'll see me soon. And I sprinted home and I changed my clothes and I went back that and I cut in line. And 15 minutes later, I'm in the bar.
Whoa!
And it was like, she's back!
Heroic.
I don't know if that's like a heroic rallying thing or if that's like you really probably should have just gone home.
Well, that just tells you how important my vibes are to the night.
Yes. Well, everyone lost their mind when you walked in. Don't worry. I'll be back.
My now wife, who we celebrate 16 years tomorrow, at some point on one of our trips into town, she goes, I got thrown out of that bar one time and points to the bar and I'm like, you? If you knew my wife, she's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
She's at that point, I hadn't seen her have her third drink yet. Mm-hmm. So now I have, and I'm like, yeah, I can see why. She opens up. Another person.
She gets loud.
Once that third drink's in her belly, she's loud and argumentative and impossible. So I was like, I can't believe it. And then later I saw that third drink happen and went, oh, this is the chick that got thrown out of the bar. All right. Well, I kind of see it.
It fascinates me the way people's personalities change when they drink. I just get more myself. You know, I'm sure you guys relate. Like, I'm already an extroverted, outgoing person. So it just kind of amps me up a little bit. But those people who don't say anything and then two drinks in, they're telling you their whole life story. I wonder what that must feel like.
I know.
To become a different person.
Riley becomes like a show tunes guy. Aww. Like, so his name's Andy. It's like, oh God, Andy's here. And then John whips out the guitar and starts playing Jesus Christ Superstar. And Riley is just, and he would never. So Andy takes over. It's like a Sybil situation.
Very cute.
Yeah. Can be cute. Like when it's not cute, sometimes people go from like a pretty nice dude or chick and they turn into something very dark and ugly. And you're like, oh my God, angry drunk. That can be bad.
Couple quick texts and then we'll get to trash again. But
all right.
Regarding the Trevor Project news I gave you, why help only LGBTQ kids? Are these the only ones suicidal? Let's just help all of them.
There's a national.
The national hotline is going to exclude helping those kids. The LGBTQ. That's why the Trevor Project is stepping in to help. And that's why I mentioned it. The federal government is cutting off any help to those kids specifically. So that is why the Trevor Project is there to fill the gap.
Mm.
I'm sorry if I did a bad job reporting that, but that's why the Trevor Project is stepping up. And that's why California is partnering with the Trevor Project to make sure very specifically that the kids who might be having struggles with their sexuality or whatever problem they're dealing with, that they can get help.
Right.
And that they won't get hung up on in a really scary moment of their lives. Did I say that right?
I think that's well said. I don't know why anyone would ever want to deny help to any child.
Well,
if a child reaches out for help, you help him.
And I'm just glad there's a place to step up. I'm not going to get into this or that. There's Republican, Democrat. Yeah, I don't like that. You guys do your thing. I'm not interested, but I am interested in making sure anyone who needs help can find it at the Trevor Project. And if you feel like making a donation, they have a great page on that website, thetrevorproject.org, where you can make a donation.
Great.
Okay. I'll move on to some other stuff. There's a saying for speeding. 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
Oh, geez.
Lourdes is 28.
Now she's 28.
Madonna's daughter, yes.
So this would have been almost 20 years ago. Yeah, she would have been like 9, 10, like a little kid. I just, you know, if you're going to have it out with your kids, do it privately.
408 says, Emma Watson can get a driver. The problem solved. Yeah, she can. That's true.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, in my own opinion, the first time you experience real freedom in your life, this is just my opinion, is that day that license is put in your wallet and you can turn the key on the car and just drive away from home. It's the most liberated I've ever felt.
Yep.
In my entire
to
life.
To be alone in a car with a full tank of gas, a license in your pocket, and the rest of the day in front of you. Like that, you're right. That
I
is
loved
one
it.
Of the all-time moments.
Yeah, it's like a, it's that is true freedom when you can say to yourself, you know what I want to do? I want to go surfing and I don't want to wait for the bus. And I don't want to call a friend and hope they'll give me a ride. I'm going to get them. I'm going to put my stuff in my car and I'm out of here.
I'm going to drive to the beach.
Ah. 707 says, I called the teenage years the sullen years. It's not fun, but they do come out of it.
They do. And sometimes they come back strong. Like Riley's really into us. Sean is still kind of like, yeah, you guys do your thing. I'm going to do mine. But Riley's like, yeah, what are we doing tonight? And I'm like, hopefully Andy's coming to this party. I would love to hear some show tunes.
Let's see here. Oh, Oakland Zoo wants some love too. San Francisco Zoo is a sponsor.
Yeah, they're a paid sponsor.
Yeah,
Oakland Zoo. We would love to have you on.
Come on in. Join the party over
zoos.
Here. What's the join the where do they join the party? What's the email?
SF sales. Hold on. I know it's here. sales@odyssey.com. SF. Advertise SF at odyssey.com. Boom.
Oakland Zoo, that's where you write. And they'll help
Oakland
you out.
Zoo.
They'll gladly
Absolutely.
Get you in here. We'd love to talk about you, Oakland Zoo. All the zoos.
Sure.
Everyone who wants to be known,
right?
Get on in here. What is it again?
Advertise SF at odyssey.com.
Perfect. The way Bob was so casual about her swimsuit story has me cackling. That was a great addition to my day.
Mm. Okay, Dad, I'll take the cheap one.
And just took the hit.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's just like, yeah, there's nothing I can say here. That's.
And I don't really want to talk about my nipples with my dad.
I'd well, rather.
Let me see. No.
I see the choices and I'm making my choice.
That is very, very funny. Also, humiliating.
With the thinner material, Dad. It is $1 less, so.
Right. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Celebrity fundraising.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.